Hey. Welcome to the Faithfully Confident podcast with Christian confidence coach Courtney Berry. That's me. This podcast was created for those of you who God called to become entrepreneurs and you desire the confidence to pursue a business. If you're starting on your journey and want to learn all things faith, confidence, marketing, and sales, you are in the right place. If you enjoy today's episode, share this episode on your social and tag me at SheBloomsFaithfully on Instagram. I'll catch you later and enjoy today's episode. Oh, and don't forget to subscribe. All right. So for the week before we get started with our podcast episode, I just wanted to take a quick moment just to acknowledge the reviews that are coming in from you wonderful listeners. I'm so grateful. I'm so happy to have you guys here and leaving reviews so that more people can find the podcast and enjoy it, know what it's all about, and you get the gist of it. Anyways, so for this week, we had a review come in from Melody, who runs the Abundant Mom Life podcast, and she gave it 5 stars for being a Christ-led confidence and business podcast. So what she said about the podcast in her review was, "What a wonderful podcast with great tips and encouragement for women starting off on their entrepreneurial journey with the goal of a kingdom-minded, purpose-led business. We all need help with confidence, and I love the focus on God-fidence in faith-led business and life." So thank you, Melody, for your review. I greatly appreciate you. You are amazing for leaving that. And for those of you that want to leave a review and you're not sure quite how, you can go to shebloomsfaithfully.com/review podcast. Let me just quickly check that. Review podcast. So we're doing this messy today, guys. All right. So shebloomsfaithfully.com/review podcast. All right. So without further ado, let's get started on this week's episode. All right, you guys, are you ready for this week's episode? This is going to be a bomb episode that has been highly requested from so many of you. And that is, what do I do for a new week reset? So when I start my new week, what do I do to set myself up for the week? So I've had lots of you reach out and be like, what do you do on Sunday? You know, do you have a checklist? And, you know, is there certain things that you do? Is there certain things you do each week that helps you be more successful? Is there certain things that you don't do? And I really wanted to do this. And that is also why it's coming out on Sunday, preferably earlier. But, you know, life happens, right? So we are getting this recorded and we are getting it out. And I'm super excited. Oh my gosh, if you can't tell that in my voice already. Anyway, so what we are going to be going through this week is, oh, I need a sip of water. I have so much energy right now, you guys. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. All right. Oh, that was delicious. Okay, so with my new week checklist, and you guys are going to love me because I actually created a PDF for you to get this checklist downloaded so you can also have a copy of it as well, because I just love you guys that much. So if you want to download a copy of it, you can go to shebloomsfaithfully.com/free resources. So it will be under a section of podcast, and all of the stuff that's mentioned in the podcast will just be down there. So you might even find something else in there. Who knows? But anyways, I value your time. So let's get started. Woohoo! Okay. This is going to be such a weird episode. I have so much energy. Oh, if you love this energy on the podcast, let me know. Send me a message. Because, I mean, I will happily record these when I'm, like, super ADHD hyperactive and like, ah, let's go. It's go time. Okay. Ooh, breathe, Courtney. I just get so excited about checklists and new weeks and new beginnings and fresh starts. Like, I used to be the person that when I worked my 9-to-5, I dreaded Sunday. I hated Monday. I was super excited about Wednesday because, you know, it was the midweek hump day and we're almost at the end of the week. Now I'm like, oh my gosh, it's a new day. I'm so excited. But anyways, okay. Back on track, Courtney. Focus, focus, focus. All right, so I have this checklist that I go through. It's things that I go through every single week. So I have things from personal to business to financial to digital to just extra clutter items, like, anything else that you come up with while you're brain dumping and you're like, oh, I forgot to add this to my list. That is what I have for you. So I'm going to kind of quickly go through these. I don't want to spend too much time on this episode because I'm highly passionate about this topic itself. So I could probably ramble on, and this could be an hour-long episode if you let me. But I want to make these nice and short for you guys as much as I can and pack as much value into these episodes as I possibly can in a short time. So go download your checklist, go check that out. SheBloomsFaithfully.com/free resources. Okay, so getting started, the first thing that I do is I go through my personal items. So what this looks like for me when I start my week is I use Google Calendar because it's digital. You can access it on your phone, you can access it on your computer. Wherever you are, you should have access to it theoretically. So I check my calendar for the week. I have different calendars that I use. So I have like my personal calendar, my business calendar, my appointment calendar, and I have like my own little calendars set up within my one email address. So I can kind of flick through it, see what I have set up for the week, and know what my week is going to look like. So that is what I start my week with. And then I have a journal time with myself. I usually set a timer for usually about 15 minutes. Sometimes it goes a little longer than that, but I mean, find what works for you. If you don't want to write that long, write for at least 10 minutes just to get stuff on paper and get stuff out there. So this can be things like, I have so many things on the go right now, especially with my ADHD. I've got like my Etsy store stuff I need to do. I've got podcast stuff I need to do, emails I need to write. I have so many things, never mind my personal stuff and my stuff around the house and my pregnancy stuff and relationship stuff. There's so many things. So brain dumping is a very important way to start your week because it kind of gives you that visual of things that you may have forgotten and things that you still need to do or things that really you don't need to do. It's a fantastic habit to get into. All right, so then the next thing I do is while I'm doing after I'm done my brain dumping, I still have my journal out. I'm now setting my personal intentions for the week. So depending on what your lifestyle looks like, these can be, maybe this week I want to set a spiritual intention and I want to spend more time with God in the mornings. Or maybe it's I want to wake up at this time during the week. I want to, so you get the point. Set your intention for the week. And then I clean up my environment because you all know if your environment is cluttered, it creates chaos in your mind. You cannot focus. You are spending all this time trying to work on your business when all you can see is the dishes that need to be done, the cup that didn't get put away into the kitchen, the laundry that needs to get folded. Oh, the laundry just beeped. Now I need to go and switch the laundry over. I need to vacuum. Oh, there's a crumb on the floor there. I need to go sweep up the kitchen. I feel like it's always my kitchen. Might be because my kitchen's always a mess, but I'm always using a kitchen in these examples. But anyways, clean up your environment so you have a clear mind, a clear space, and a fresh start to the week. And then going into my business items for the week. Again, I start my week with checking my calendar. I use the same calendar for personal as I do with business, so my events don't clash and I overbook myself for something or I double book myself for something. So that's really important to have your one calendar that you use. Maybe you have a family calendar that you use between you and your husband or relatives or whoever and your kids. Figure out what works for you within your calendar system. Anyways, I check my calendar for the week, see what I have planned for the week, see what I have for calls, what I have for events, if I'm scheduled to be on a podcast, if I have somewhere I'm speaking. I make sure that I know what my week looks like in advance so I can kind of plan out the rest of my week within those events. So then again, going into the brain dumping, I usually like to do personal and then I do business, so I'm not just brain dumping personal and business at the same time, but that's a personal preference. It works really well for me. It might not work for you. Again, we're all individuals, so find what works for you. So going into my brain dumping, that can be stuff like, again, things that you forgot about in your business, things that you are enjoying, things that you're not enjoying, things that you want to change, things that, I don't know, anything about your business that is on your brain, just put it on that paper, you guys. Get it out there to see visually. It will feel so amazing. You will thank me later for that. It is an amazing habit to have. All right, so the next thing I do is I make a note of upcoming deadlines and meetings I have. So that kind of ties into with what my calendar is looking like for the week. Cleaning up my workspace, usually that gets done at the same time that I'm doing my personal decluttering and just cleaning up the environment. Because I mean, I don't know about you, but my office is my kitchen table. My couch, my bed, outside. It's kind of wherever I feel like for the day because being pregnant, Allison kind of took over my office, and now my office is a nursery. So I work wherever I choose that day. Mom problems. Yeah, so the next thing I do within business is I write down what is expected of me for the week. So this is kind of just another way of, checking your calendar, seeing what you have planned for the week. So the other things I do, and this is huge for me, especially as an online entrepreneur. Oh my goodness, you guys. You would probably cry if you've seen my Google Drive, if you've seen my desktop, if you've seen I kid you not, I have a folder on my desktop that says the catch-all folder. It catches everything that I don't know where its place is. I don't know if I need it. I don't know if I want to get rid of it. I don't have the heart to get rid of it yet. Like it's literally a catch-all folder. So I really want to be intentional about not doing that going forward into 2022 so I can be a little more organized online because clear space, clear mind, life is amazing. But anyways, going into digital items, I love to have no emails, no messages. I love to have a place for everything except my catch-all folder on my Google Drive. Those are chaos and another story. But one thing that I do with Instagram is they have the two folders, so I'm still kind of figuring out how I like using those. You maybe have a way to use them, maybe you don't. But I like to delete messages that no longer matter. I don't have any use to have them anymore. Or I move them into the other folder. So it's people that I'm having ongoing conversation with. I move into a certain folder or they get deleted. So that is Instagram. Moving into Facebook. With Facebook, what I do is I go through my entire inbox. I may be crazy, but I love to have a clean space. So I archive all of my messages. If a message has not been responded and it still needs something from me, I just go and I click the message and I add it as unread. So it's still there. It's caught my eye. I know it's a message that needs to get dealt with because it's still there and it's Monday. So that is what I do with my Facebook messages. I don't delete them. I never delete messages because then I can't find them ever again. But if you archive them, you can still find them. You can still search them. So going into the emails. Oh my goodness. You are either one of those people that's like me and super anal and has a zero inbox, or you're like, for example, my mom. You get mentioned a lot in this podcast. I love you. But going into emails, you either one of those people that it's clear, it's okay, you try to maintain it, or it's 1,000, 2,000, 10,000, 20,000 emails, and you just don't know which way is up and which way is down. So I don't know which one you are, but I'm the first one. I love to have a clean inbox. It drives me crazy when I have unread messages that have not been dealt with. So I go in Every single week, I clear out my inbox for the week. I unsubscribe to anything that I notice I'm not checking emails from, or they're sending me just way too many emails that it's just obnoxious. So that is what I do with my email. And then the other option is you can also add email folders and labels, and you can deal with your Gmail in a way where as soon as an email comes in from this person, it goes straight to that folder. So I have that set up, and that helps a lot with my email organization. And then the digital section as well, delete old files from your computer, delete old files from Canva you're not using, organize your Canva. My Canva is crazy right now. I'm still in the process of organizing it. I haven't had any Canva organization since 2017. So you can imagine just how chaotic my Canva looks like. So hopefully yours looks a little bit better than mine. So then the other one, the last but least, and the most important one, especially as a business owner, is your financial items. So what this looks like for me is, and you know what you track expands. I mean, that is a little bit spiritual woo-woo, but honestly, I have noticed it makes a difference what you track expands. So whether it's spiritual woo-woo or biblical or not, I honestly don't really care. Anyways, there's really no point in saying that, but I just felt like I had to, get that little blurb out there. But so for my financial items, I do my own bookkeeping. I have a Google spreadsheet that I use, and I do my bookkeeping of my sales, my cash, profit and loss, and my expenses. And then I actually have a binder that I print out this spreadsheet. So I go and I put that in either weekly or I put that in monthly. It kind of depends on what I have set up at home for that year. But for those of you that, and I know this took me a while to understand, this could be another podcast alone. And I mean, I can always bring on a guest speaker to talk about bookkeeping and the difference between sales and cash, because that took me a long time, if I'm being honest, as an entrepreneur, to learn the difference between what is a sale and what's considered cash, because I was never taught that. And in the entrepreneur space, all you hear is, oh, yeah, I had a $10,000 month. But yet they had a $10,000 month in sales and they only had, say, a $2,000 month in cash. So there's a huge difference. So I do my bookkeeping with sales and cash. If you're in Canada, you can only do your bookkeeping with sales. That's how I believe Canada does it, according to my accountant that I do my yearly bookkeeping with. But oh my gosh, we're losing track here. That's another topic for another day. All right, so the other thing I do is I deposit 30% of my sales into my tax account for year end. You want to make sure that you have that money set aside, or else come end of the year, you might be a little bit screwed and you might owe some money and not have that money. So make sure you set aside whatever percentage it is that you need to set aside for your business for your year end taxes. Or if you're in the US, I believe they do them quarterly, but in Canada, I just do mine year at a year end because I don't have my GST. So the other thing is make note of upcoming payment withdrawals. This is really good to know so that you have awareness of what's coming out if you have the money in your account to have those payments come out without having an NSF, because let's be honest, NSFs, they suck. Not fun. The other thing is make note of upcoming payments that are due. So this is stuff that you manually have to pay, or stuff that again is coming out as well that you can go in and make in advance. So I always ask myself, is this a payment that I can make right now? So then on Sunday, if I know I have payments that are due, so say I have an invoice, say I have to pay my coach, I know that, okay, my payment is due by, say, Friday. I owe her $1,000. Okay, I have that money in my account right now. You know what? I'm just gonna wipe that off my slate for the week, take that off my to-do list, and I'm gonna go pay her now. So that is what that means. And then the last thing I have is, does any money need to be shifted in the accounts that I have? So if you have multiple accounts, you have personal, you have business, you still haven't quite combined everything, or not combined, sorry, separated everything. I know I started my business as a sole proprietor, so my stuff was still all together and I didn't quite get the chance to set up a separate business account. So now I have everything separated, which is amazing, but I also now I pay myself from my business account, so I need to make sure that I have made that payment to myself for the week or the month, however I choose to pay myself that month. Usually I do it once a month, but I need to make sure that I have money in my personal account to pay my bills for that week, for that month. So if there's anything that needs to be shifted, that is something to be aware of for the week. All right, so that's pretty much what I go through. I know this was a lot longer of an episode than I normally do, so for those of you that are have a short attention span like me, I apologize, but hey, you know what? That's why it's a podcast. That's why you get to do it on your own time. You find what works for you. You do it in little increments. But this was a podcast that was highly requested, so I had a feeling it was going to be a lot longer. But anyways, so I hope that you enjoyed this week's episode on, getting everything set up for the week. I know that when I don't do this in my life and in my business, pardon my language, but my week goes to shit. Like, it really does. I have no organization. That's when the house gets really messy. That's when I get really stressed. That's when habits fall off. And it's just a really bad week. So, doing this is just such a nice reset. I love to just put some nice music in the background. I've got some really nice YouTube channels I listen to. I turn on my Christmas lights because, it's the Christmas season right now. So, take advantage of it. I got my fireplace on. I'm having a nice latte or just a cup of coffee, and I just set the vibe and I just go, 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 go. Like, it's such a great setup for the week, and it feels so amazing when you're done, especially getting that brain dump done in your journal for everything that is in your brain that you don't realize you're holding on to. Because let's be honest, there's so many things that we're holding on to that we don't realize we still have, and it's hard to let go of those things because we don't realize they're there. We have so many things in our brain that just sits there. If we don't get it out, then eventually, as they say, your bottle is getting full and it's going to shatter. So get this checklist, go print it out, try it out for a week, see how it works for you. Let me know. Send me a message on Instagram if it's working for you. If you love it, I would love to hear about it. But I really need to stop talking now because otherwise I'm gonna ramble again about this checklist, probably go on to another topic. But anyways, I love you guys so, 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 so much. Thank you for listening to this week's episode, and I will see you again for next week. Bye, guys.
If you made it this far in the episode, I wanted to take a moment and just personally thank you and share truly how grateful I am for your support. I really do appreciate you more than you know. And if you'd like to show more support with the podcast, please share it with others so they can find it, post about it on social media, and don't forget to tag me at She Blooms Faithfully. I love to connect with my listeners and hang out with you guys on Instagram. It would also mean a lot to me if you took a moment and left a 5-star review and rating. Thanks again, and I will see you next week.